we've got Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, spotlighting the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR. We call it our WJR Business Beat. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. Last week, we heard from Ryan Landau of Purpose Jobs about how more and more tech workers are basing themselves in the Midwest these days, and that's certainly good news for Detroit. And now a story released today in Axios underscores this trend. Indeed, young engineers and recent college graduates now view, for example, Miami, up 15% in its tech workforce. Houston and Philadelphia, for example, as viable places to base their careers. While the idea of settling in San Francisco, New York, or Seattle, for example, are cooling significantly, with San Francisco down nearly 38% in its tech workforce. What are the key drivers making this phenomenon happen? Well, affordability, proximity to friends and family, having enough space and an enjoyable climate as top reasons for making the move, and the new opportunities associated with remote work are untethering many from having to be near the office, swinging the doors wide open to all of these relocation options. And this is good news not only for the regions benefiting by the influx of skilled tech workers, it's also great for the companies who rely on their tech workforce. You see, it simply costs companies less to base their workforce, or some portion of it, in the Midwest, where overhead, cost of living, and taxes are generally lower. And for the regions getting all those new tech and creative workers, well, this results in a redistribution of wealth and meaningful spending to stimulate and grow the local economies where these new tech workers will be living and working. How significant is this redistribution of the workforce? Well, nearly half of tech workers moved during the pandemic, according to an April survey released Friday by nonprofit One America Works. The bottom line, we stand to take advantage of this migration to further grow on the momentum for Detroit and our region as a viable option to base a new tech company or build one's tech career. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.